Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Okay, if we're giving random shout-outs to Chicago radio shows, Parkins and Spiegel, obviously the best.
Afternoons on the Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Thank you for hanging out with us on the Parkins and Spiegel Show on the Score. I am so honored and thrilled to announce that for the first time, Matt Spiegel, at this radio station since the 1990s, on June 23rd, starting at 9 a.m., the Score will have a radiothon that is going to air for 24 consecutive hours. I will host for 24 hours straight. Everyone at the station is going to be in their normal day part, and we are going to raise a ton of money for a great Chicago cause that I will tell you about in just a minute. It is called the What About Chicago Radiothon, because personally, I hate, Matt Spiegel, when people use Chicago in bad faith to make an argument about our city when they don't care about our city.
They just want to reference something and
feel look at that problem there or this thing there, whatever, and you use Chicago in bad faith.
So you are reclaiming the phrase, what about Chicago?
This is a defiant response to that bad faith question. What about Chicago? It's the first annual What About Chicago Radiothon, and we're going to be doing it on June 23rd, 9 a.m. to 9 a.m., 24 hours to raise a ton of money for a great cause.
Very, very proud of you. Happy to be a part of it. And I know you've been passionate. I remember conversations due before Spiegel and Parkins started, very different show, about you wanting to do some good for this town and wanting to do some good for your town and this community. And you've been wanting to do this kind of thing for a long time. And Mitch and the Score have stepped up, and I'm really looking forward to being a part of this on the 23rd of June.
And I can't wait for you to be a part of it. You're going to be a big part of it. And everyone in the audience and everyone at the station is going to have an opportunity to be a huge part of it. But maybe the single biggest person and reason why this is finally happening, you're right, I've had this idea for a long, long time, but the key was the right cause and the right partner, which is why I'm bringing on right now my good friend, former Chicago Bear. He created a charity called Athletes for Justice. You know him. His name is Sam Acho. And Sam, my man, I am thrilled that we are going to do this together on June 23rd. How you doing today?
Danny, I'm good and I am pumped, man. Two things. One, like, this is all you, right? So I'm glad to be a part of it. But it's a team effort, right? Everybody listening, everybody at the station, Mitch from top to bottom. Like, I'm just pumped, man. And I think we had a conversation a few months ago about this idea of like, well, what about Chicago? Everyone always says, like you said, you know, well, Chicago doesn't do this and this and that. And it's like, well, dude, like, what if we stepped up for our city? And so that's why, like you mentioned, on June 23rd, it's not just going to be me. It's going to be athletes calling in from all the different Chicago teams, people like Jason Hayward, people like Jason Kipnis, people like Mitch Trubisky, who are involved in these in Athletes for Justice. People who just care about the city and who want to make a change. Some of those names you heard were the people who were like, hey, let's do something, anything to help this city. And so those are some of the names, Malcolm Subban, some of those guys are going to be involved and have been involved from beginning to end in helping change the narrative that is around the city of Chicago. It's almost like this narrative that's based not in truth. It's narrative based off, and oftentimes narratives aren't based in truth. It's like, well, you take a little piece and say, well, yeah, well, Chicago is this and Chicago that. It's like, no, we're going to show everyone why Chicago is different. And the coolest thing about it is that everyone gets to be a part of it. All the listeners, everyone who listens to the station, all the people of Chicago are going to be able to have a way to make a tangible change in the city. So I could not be more excited.
And so this might sound, well, that's kind of ambiguous. No, there is a specific thing that we are going to be raising money for, and it's amazing. Austin Harvest is the project, and some people might remember the news coverage. We talked about it on this show. After the George Floyd murder and there were riots around the city, a liquor store got looted in Austin, which happened to be right next door to the By the Hand organization. And By the Hand has been operating in Chicago for a couple of decades, in Austin since 2007. They help about 1,600 kids around the city of Chicago, and they are an incredible organization. But Austin Harvest was the brainchild of kids at By the Hand with you, Sam Acho, in healing circles, and you guys created a pop-up mart, and we are going to fund the construction of a permanent structure grocery store. But if you could, for anyone who doesn't know the story, tell our audience about Austin Harvest and why it's a program that is worth supporting.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you mentioned it. After George Floyd's murder, a lot of people, not only athletes, but people were trying to figure out, what do we do? Like, what's going on? It's almost like there's this, like, reckoning in our country of, like, man, there's a problem. Is there a way to be a solution? And so I love getting people together. I love, you know, I'm a convener of people. So I just reached out to some friends and said, hey, y'all want to come and do something, some pro athletes? And everybody said yes. And at the time, like I said, Mitch Trubisky, Allen Robinson, Jason Hayward, Jason Kipnis, Jonathan Toews, Malcolm Subban, Ryan Archidiakono, Max Strus, Lucas Giolito, Diamond DeShields, all these people heard about what we were doing and said yes. But we didn't know what we were saying yes to. We wanted to do something. We just didn't know what. So I called up one of the people in the community who I've worked with in the past, Donita Travis from the By the Hand Club for Kids. They do stuff on the south side and the west side of Chicago. And we said, what do y'all need? Like, if you want us to protest, we can protest. If you want us to post a tweet, we can post a tweet. What do y'all need? And she said, Sam, we just need someone to come and listen. Like, our kids, the youth in this community, just need someone to listen to them. And so we showed up. And all those names that you heard showed up. About 10 of us or so came, and we actually just sat and we listened. Sat and listened. And there was about 30 kids from both the south side and west side of Chicago, and about 10 police officers as well. We wanted to get everyone involved. And we just sat and listened. And we said, hey, we started, like, talking about what was going on. And from the officers, one of the police officers said, man, I feel like my job is to protect and serve. But me and my comrades, we forget oftentimes about the serve part. You know, some of the kids, a lot of the kids in that neighborhood are Black or Hispanic. And they're like, man, how come? One of the Black kids said, how come it just seems like people who look like me are always the ones who are getting shot? That's what I see on TV. Like, why is that the only thing that I see? You heard some pro athletes say, man, I feel the same way. I thought that I'd come and be a pro athlete and things would change, but the same things that you feel as kids in the community, I feel. We don't know what to do. And so we sat and we listened and we learned. But then after that, we decided to get even closer to the problem. We took a tour of the west side of Chicago because we saw, you see on the news, rioting and looting, and that's kind of all you see. But you don't know enough until you go close to an issue. So we said, okay, let's just get close to the issue. People always said, Chicago, Chicago, what about Chicago? We said, let's get close. We, on this tour, we noticed something. We were on the bus, about 10 of us athletes, and we were going around and we were just observing. And I noticed something, and I didn't know if some of the other people on that bus noticed something, but I just asked one guy, I asked Jason Hayward, who was on that bus with us. I said, Jason, how many, because we saw buildings boarded up, yes. We saw some buildings that have been broken into, yes, but something else came up. I said, Jason, how many grocery stores have you seen on our, you know, we've been driving for 10, 15 minutes. I said, how many grocery stores have you seen in this 15, 20 minute drive? He said, I don't know, maybe one. I said, okay, that's fair. I said, how many liquor stores have you seen on our 15 minute drive so far? He said, over 10. Okay, we said, that's a problem. Like, what if we could do something about this problem? And so what we decided to do, right, Athletes for Justice is a nonprofit. Like I said, Jason Hayward, Diamond DeShields, Mitch Trubisky, Chase Daniel, Trey Burton are all board members for this nonprofit, all with Chicago ties. We said, what if we could do something? So we partnered with the By the Hand Club for Kids, those kids that you heard about, some of the kids that we sat with, and we said, hey, what do y'all want us to do? And they said, man, food in our community is not here. We would love if there was an opportunity to build some kind of food mart or something. So we said, let's do it. And so the players raised money. The kids came up with the idea and the name and the brand and all of it. And thus Austin Harvest was born, a pop-up mart for that. We purchased a liquor store on the west side and turned it into a pop-up food mart, it was supposed to be a temporary food mart. But now, after, like I said, Roger Goodell found out about this and he's been involved, he's donated to this. Mayor Lightfoot showed up to our liquor store teardown party. The police superintendent showed up to our liquor store teardown party. George McCaskey is donated as well. And they said, hey, let's do something. Let's get behind this. And so Austin Harvest, the pop-up mart, was born. And what it was just a temporary, open 3 days a week from 2 to 6 food mart that the kids would work at after school. And it was great. And it was awesome. But then they said, let's do something permanent. And that's what we're doing now. Now, well, the kids have been actually meeting and coming up with drawings, meeting with architects and partnering with Jewel Osco. They're going to provide all the food to build a permanent, not temporary, not part-time, a permanent food mart on the west side of Chicago, Austin Harvest. And everyone, any dollar that you give, all the money we're raising is going to go towards Austin Harvest and building this food mart. So you can literally go there and see. They're doing a soft opening again, actually, in on Saturday is going to be the soft opening of the temporary mart. So if you want to go and see, it's 415 North Laramie Avenue. Go and check out the temporary mart. But on June 23rd, we're going to raise money for a permanent food mart. Then later this year, you'll be able to physically see, touch, taste, and feel and smell what every single dollar that you give is going to.
He is former Bear Sam Acho. His charity is Athletes for Justice. We are partnering for the first ever What About Chicago Radiothon to build the permanent structure for Austin Harvest to address a food desert on the west side of Chicago. It's June 23rd, starting at 9 a.m. for 24 straight hours. And if you want to donate, donations are open now. You could text the word GIVE to 44995 or 670thescore.com/give.
So, Sam, I love that this is where the causes ended up and where the dollars will end up going. This city of Chicago, and I live in the South Loop, and it's just, that's as close as, I mean, the neighborhoods are so divided intentionally, right? Like, there might be no city in America that's more stratified. Like the highways were kind of built to help divide the city, and neighborhoods have evolved to be so self-contained to the point where it's very difficult to get in there and tangibly help. I feel like addressing a food desert and delivering the possibility for these kids to work and learn and, oh, by the way, create a supermarket or a food market where you could have a diet of things that you don't get at the gas station or at the liquor store or from the candy aisle. Like, it feels like a really good emblem of doing tangible good in Chicago for all the different things you're talking about.
Absolutely, and you're right. So many people want to help, but we just don't know how. We don't know where. We don't know what to do. And as you mentioned, Chicago is the most segregated city in the United States still to this day, 2021. And so it's hard, as you mentioned, to kind of, you have to like go out of your way to go and spend time in a different neighborhood that contains people who may think differently than you or may have a different lifestyle. And it's not, you may not even know, but just your life is almost tends to be in a bubble. And it's like, I didn't even realize. So for anybody who says, I want to help, I just don't know how to help. Danny, Mitch, all the players that you heard of, and even so many other nonprofit leaders who are partnering with us, right? The Chicago Bears have actually matched about $100,000 of any dollar you give, they're going to match, period, right? Like, people, and there's even more organizations that are partnering too, but like, it's like, this is how you can help. You want to help. You don't know where to go. This is where to go. And Danny mentioned the website. You can also go to athletesforjustice.org. You'll see all the info there as well. And just click give, and you can start giving now. You can, and all that money, like I said, there's like a ticker. It's going to count until we reach our goal, right? It's about $500,000 goal to build this edifice, to build this thing. And once we build it, as we mentioned, you won't have to sit and wonder like, man, did I do anything? Or did my money go anywhere? Or like, you can literally go buy food. And you're like, yep, this apple, this orange, this grape, these tangerines, these, Swiss chard, which I hate Swiss chard, so maybe let's leave that out.
Yes.
This food is what I helped build. And that's the thing, like when we started it, we said, what if the athletes just did it ourselves, right? What if we just – and we didn't tell anybody. It was like 10 of us. We just raised some money and we did it. But then the heartbeat was always, no, we got to get everyone involved, right? This nonprofit Athletes for Justice, it's not just for pro athletes. It's for collegiate athletes, everyday athletes, weekend warriors. If you walk up and down the steps, you walk around your neighborhood. I got friends who are paraplegic swimmers, right? Like, it don't matter. Like, if you have a heartbeat, you're an athlete and you have a chance to give. And so if I could just even address one thing, I know we're still talking, but another thing I want to address, sometimes people say, well, what about this word justice? You know, because sometimes, and I love what Danny did, right? We're almost reclaiming the you know, what about Chicago phrase. I almost want to reclaim that word justice, because sometimes you can hear justice and say, well, that's, I don't know what that means. And it's a little bit uncomfortable. All that that means for us, anyone giving, is you're seeing something that's wrong and you're making it right. You're seeing a food desert and you're providing food, right? You're, that's all that it is. And so a lot of people like to get caught up in, well, I don't want to be too extreme or left or right or political. This has nothing to do with politics. This has nothing to do with the left or to the right. This is a feeling. That's wrong, and I need to do something about it. And then there's also the logical piece of, oh, wow, they don't have food. In a half-mile radius, there's 2 grocery stores and 17 liquor stores in a half-mile radius of that Austin neighborhood. So, like, from a logistical and a logical standpoint, it's not just like, you know, like, a walk in the park and I'm just feel good. It's like, no, we're actually changing the statistics when it comes to food insecurity in the city of Chicago. And you can't ask for anything better than that.
Acho, you're the goods. We will be talking often. You will be all over this radiothon on the 23rd. And again, people can go to 670thescore.com/give. They can text give to 44995. Donations are open now. We have all sorts of donation incentives and prizes, and I'm going to get into those details here in just a little bit. But my man, I will be talking to you. His organization, athletesforjustice.org. Buy his book, by the way, Let the World See You. It's fantastic. But Sam will be talking often between now and then and on that day. So thank you, my friend.
I appreciate it, man. You're the man.
All right. That is Sam Acho, former Chicago Bear, a 24-hour radiothon. What about Chicago on June 23rd?
And I love that it's something very specific and tangible that we've ended up on here. You're not going to listen. You're not going to support a vague array of hopes and dreams. We're going to support something very tangible, which stands as a really good emblem for everything that you're trying to address.
We are going to build a grocery store in a food desert. And I want to make one more thing clear here before we bring on the next person. The kids work at this grocery store. It is a paying job.
Yeah, that's the thing. So you're feeding them with the experience, the knowledge, and the jobs, as well as the food.
There's an entrepreneurship program that the By the Hands Club designed for Austin Harvest, and the kids now have a line item on their resume. They make money. They learn about supply chain and customer service. So this is a grocery store for the community, by the community, that also employs kids from the community. And we're going to need people to step up. We're going to need help. We're going to need the mob of Parkinson Spiegel. But if you call yourself a scorehead, if you listen, if you advertise, if you're a part of this crazy family that has been 670 The Score in this three-decade institution in this town, we want you to be a part of it. My DMs are open. You can call us right now if you want to get involved in this. 312-644-6767. Herb will take down your information. Get it to me. If your company wants to do it, we'd love you to do that.
Yeah, I need some well-meaning sponsors.
Hey, what up, David Hochberg?
What's up, boys?
Hey, David.
Hello, David.
I just happened to be walking around the sixth floor here, the Prudential floor, whatever floor we're on here.
And, yes, sir.
Thought I'd stop in and lend some support.
Longtime friend of the station, supporter of the station. How long with this station?
15 plus years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just thought about that. I've been on the score for 15 years. Started with Dan and Boers and Bernsey. I remember that first meeting in Mitch's office. Well, you know, that was a shock. And, you know, here we are today. It's been a great run. And when Danny reached out to me, told me about this initiative, I'm like, I'm all in. And Dan's like, well, you know, I'm a radio host. I don't know how to do this. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, don't worry about it. I got it covered. And I heard Sam Acho say that we want to raise $500,000,
yeah,
which is an insult to our listeners here. And in all due respect to Sam Acho and his fine organization, I think we got to shoot higher. and go for $1 million because I talked to Andrea, that's part that's running the organization, who I'm going out there on Monday to meet with the kids, because not only is Team Hochberg going to put up $5,000, and I challenge all the other businesses around the Chicagoland area to donate $5,000, because as I mentioned to you on the phone the other night, we should do an hour match, a $5,000 hour match. And if we start out with the $5,000 an hour match, it's $10,000 an hour. You start out with $240,000. And what does $240 get you in this initiative? It builds the physical plant. What does $500,000 get us? Because I asked Andrea that.
Yeah.
She's like, it gets us the refrigerators and freezers and storage facilities that we could sustain our business model. I go, great. Okay, so we'll get that taken care of. We're Chicago. We're 8 million strong. We're going to take care of that. We've got multi-billion dollar corporations here, right? David Hochberg, Team Hochberg's putting up $5,000. We're all the big banks, right? We're all the big banks. Okay, I'm tired of hearing about, oh, you know, we got to continue to give money to these communities. Guess what? It hasn't worked. If you haven't noticed, we need to do a different model. The model we've been doing isn't working, so we need to create a different template. And the template, when you told me this, I'm like, this is what I'm into.
It's a specific cause in a specific area for a specific group of people that can help an entire community. Austin has 95,000 residents, and there's a Walmart Supercenter, no name brand grocery store.
Yeah, see, imagine this kind of cause, this specific thing happening 20 times.
This is a template for
times.
Success in other neighborhoods
times.
That need this type of initiative.
Then
okay?
You have a healthier society, a healthier community.
And we have an opportunity to make a difference and to show the elected officials and to show other towns. This is what Chicago could do. I live in Northbrook. Okay. I Googled shopping, you know, grocery stores in Northbrook. You know what came up? 13 grocery stores within a 5-mile radius of my house in Northbrook. You know how many liquor stores? I Googled liquor stores. It's not real difficult. I'm not really computer savvy. You type in liquor stores, Northbrook.
You're very good at this.
8 pop up.
Yeah.
Okay. I just did your loan. I know where you live. And all due respect, I'll keep it private.
It's fine.
Okay. You know, 15 grocery stores by your home.
Yeah.
4 liquor stores within a 5-mile radius of your store. I know where Austin is. I'm friends with LaShawn Ford. I'm spitting. I'm all fired up here. I'm friends with the state rep, LaShawn Ford. I've been talking to LaShawn for 15 years about developing something down there. Here's a bigger thing. You're giving high school kids an opportunity to learn what it is to run a business. You're giving high school kids within the community. And why are we going for a million? Here's why we're going for them. The 500's a joke. When we get a million, they could build an upstairs to this grocery store to have a coffee shop, to employ more high school kids. Mm-hmm. So the community
and give
could come
a place to be.
A safe place to organize and have a community. That's what it's all about. And they could double their workforce.
And the whole thing, and listen, there's so much more that we're going to tell people about this, but during the pandemic, when public transit went away, and these people, so many people in an underserved community that didn't have cars, they had no way to get to grocery stores.
True.
And Rodney, who you're going to meet, and Andrea, who you're going to meet, and all these great people from By the Hand, they, for 4 months, were bringing door-to-door from outside of the community food to Austin and to the students who go to By the Hand. And this can close a food desert in the most populated neighborhood in Chicago. 95,000 residents in Austin is the most populated neighborhood in this city. And it's just, so Team Hochberg is stepping up.
I'm in for 5Gs. I talked to Amy Kite, my good friend Amy Kite. She's in for 5Gs. Team Hochberg, they're opening up.
That's amazing. Thank you, Amy.
Right. Amy's awesome. She sold my home 4 days. Team Hochberg's got the center court, center ice suite at the UC. We're donating a basketball and a hockey game. We don't know when because the schedules aren't out. And here's the other thing. This is bigger. We got to think bigger because these kids are learning how to run a business. I'm going to go down there at least once a week, every other week, whatever, teach them about credit. Teach them about you know, why it's important to do credit. I'm going to do on-site training. I'm going there Monday at 4:30. Here's the important thing. These kids in 5 years will graduate college. These kids will get jobs. These kids will be able to buy a home in Austin for $60,000. A beautiful home in Austin that's burnt out. And be able to redevelop that area one house at a time. And guess what happens when you redevelop a house? You have home ownership. Then more people start buying. That's how you turn it around.
This is how you elevate a neighborhood.
One neighborhood at a time, and Austin needs it. You could go throughout the Chicagoland area. What we've been doing hasn't been working. And we need, the business community needs to step up, stop talking, dig into your pockets like I'm digging into my pockets, and put up the dough, and let's use this as a template to show the country that we in Chicago could turn around one neighborhood at a time.
And I can also say confidently, my guy Russ Armstrong, all of our guy Russ Armstrong, he's stepping up in a big, big way on the day of the Radiothon. You're going to hear more. You're going to have guests. It's going to be one 24-hour broadcast, but you can donate now, 670thescore.com/give. But if your company wants to get involved, we need corporate sponsors in order to get to this number. We need businesses to make donations. You know, we're going to have things to donate $50, donate $100 for the individual who wants to contribute, and that's going to be amazing. We're going to piecemeal it together that way too. But for the big donations, we've got suites at Cubs games that we're going to be giving away. We got concert tickets that we're going to be able to give away. We got restaurants and Anthony Rizzo jerseys autographed and all sorts of unbelievable things you're going to hear all about.
We're not giving anything away.
No. You got to donate to
get it. We're raising money. Look at Mr. Radio. You don't go into sales. We're not giving anything away.
No, that's true. Okay? That's true.
We're not going into sales. Right. Gee, my God, you're like giving it away.
I'd never met this version of David Hochberg. I don't know why you let anybody else do your spots. Frankly. I mean, I don't want, you know.
Hey, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
I can come down every you know, whenever I run spots and read it live if you want, but that's
He can't be everywhere at once. But honestly, if your company wants to be involved in the first Radiothon that the Score has done since the 90s, I'm confident that this will be the biggest charitable initiative in the history of this radio station. We are going to fund a grocery store on the west side of Chicago, working with Chicago kids and Chicago athletes, a Chicago radio station, and Chicago businesses.
One thing I want to point out. Yes, we're going after the big donors, okay? But this also comes down to the lunchbox men and women out
yes.
there. The $5, the $10, the $50. As you're driving home tonight, look around at every stoplight that you're stuck behind, at every train track that you're stuck, and count the number of grocery stores that you pass and how lucky you are
yes.
to have the abundance that you have. And I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just saying it's great that we have all of this food around Northbrook. Boom, I got 13. If I could go, Mariano's over there. I got Jewel over there. Whole Foods over there. Trader Joe's. I'm very lucky. You go to Austin, there's nothing. There's nothing. And that's what we need to change. We need to give these communities in Chicago. If you're in St. Charles, you're from Chicago. You go on vacation, where are you from? I'm from Chicago. Oh, what part? I'm from St. Charles. All right, you're about 45 minutes outside Chicago.
Yeah.
But okay, we're brothers, right? Montgomery, where are you from? From Montgomery. All right, you're a little south. Fine, you're from Chicago. We all root for the same teams. We all pull on the same rope here. We need to help our brothers and sisters out to redevelop what we have, because what we have is a mess. And without our listeners, your listeners, our listeners, as if I work here, your listeners,
I should.
Mitch, I need a contract.
You want to do a Bears post game?
Why not? I got nothing better to do on a Sunday. We have 13 days to make a difference. We have 13 days to raise $1 million. $500,000 is an insult to this station. Okay, and if we don't hit $1 million, Audacity should make up the difference. I'll never get hired here, but that's all another story. We should eclipse $1 million. This is a 7-digit initiative, and every $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, $15 donation, that is what's going to get us over the hump.
You're a good man. He's David Hochberg.
If you need help, I need a shower. My God, I'm sweating.
It was amazing. Thank you. You'll hear more about it.
What about Banks? What about Banks? Yeah, Banks. What about you? Where are you at? Making billions of dollars a year. How about 10, 15 G's? Right? I'm up for 5. You got more net worth than I do. Uh-huh. You're charging people $36 for a bounce check that they can't afford.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Put some on the table. Let's go.
Let's do this.
You brought that up. I was about ready to walk out.
I know.
Fired up. Brought me back in.
670thescore.com/give. My DMs are open. The phone lines are open. Come on, businesses. We want to hear from you. June 23rd, the What About Chicago Radiothon. Benefiting Athletes for Justice and Austin Harvest. We're building a grocery store. We're employing kids. And we're solving a food desert in one of the most populated neighborhoods in Chicago. We can do this. This is Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback.
What about Chicago Radiothon? Because personally, I hate Matt Spiegel.
That seemed that seemed abrupt. It seemed uncalled for. Frankly, it almost took me off task of being a part of this excellent thing you're doing.
We're doing.
I don't know. I'll be involved.
You're involved even if I hate you. Sorry about
that. Seriously, like the side swipe.
The syntax there was a mistake. I got caught in my own sentence structure.
Yeah. You could have picked a different time in the sentence to mention my name to remind people that you were addressing me.
I could have. What about Chicago Radiothon? Because personally, I hate Matt Spiegel. Honestly, this is an elaborate ploy. I have wanted to do this since before I got hired at the Score. And I waited for this moment to just tell you live on the air that I hate you
personally.
And then blame it on syntax.
Yeah. I thought for sure. I was like, man, Danny's blaming Spiegs for the food desert situation on the West Side.
Directly. And he's making sure that he tells me. And it's personal, too. It's not like some general hate salute. It's personal.
I'm sorry about
that. Wow.
Yeah.
There were so many different spots.
Yeah. What about Chicago Radiothon? Because personally, I hate Matt Spiegel.
I don't, though.
So many different spots to insert the imaginary comma and then mention my name.
It was a mistake.
That's the one you chose.
Unscripted radio. It was not really an active choice. It was a passive choice. But
as there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. Yep.
I hope that announcement gets played in perpetuity between now and the 23rd of June, and that your personal hatred for me will be a part of the fabric of this radiothon.
Amazing. And again, please do me a favor. Do us a favor. Tell your friends about it. Tell your philanthropically inclined business owner friends about it. Start a lemonade stand this weekend and teach your kids about fundraising and how lucky they are to maybe live where they are, and that not everybody is so fortunate. And tell me that story of where that $60 comes from, and we'll shout it out. Your business, if you advertise on the Score, I'd love you to get involved. Please. You just heard Russ the Window Guy and David Hochberg and Amy Kai. We got people who are advertised here who are involved.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, maybe you can't afford it, but if you put up an amount of money for a donation, for an hourly match donation, you're going to get shouted out until we turn your dollar-for-dollar match into the full amount that you donate. So you want to get mentioned on the Score, you want to be involved in something great, it's all tax-deductible and all that, so come on, reach out and let's make a difference for this city.
And let me tell you something else you can do.
What about banks?
What about banks?
Hochberg, man.
He's the goods, woo! Dude.
That dude is special in a good way. I don't mean like he's challenged in any way. It's not what I was saying. Here's another thing that you can do that I've already started to do. There will be the predictable amount of knee-jerk cynicism of people saying, this won't accomplish anything, or it's a cycle, or what about the guns, or get a new mayor, or like any number of things that some people have already texted in. just if you'd like to engage with any of those people, I am engaging, just gently remind them that this is a very specific thing. The turning a liquor store into a grocery store with hiring of kids and the teaching of entrepreneurial skills and providing a lasting benefit to a community is a very specific, tangible, precise thing that we're doing that can be a template for helping to enact genuine change step by step, progress by progress. This is not some vague ask to be on the right side of a moral issue. This is a very specific, tangible ask, and I think that's important.
And I've met these kids, and on June 23rd, the audience will meet these kids. Amazing. Amazing stories. One after the next, after the next. Talking about the skills that they are learning at Austin Harvest, but they had to close down because it's literally now, because the athletes bought the liquor store, and they put up tents. And then a pandemic happened, and then the winter happened, and they had to close. And so the people who were relying on it, and it was only open 3 days a week as an after-school program because they were just starting out. It was supposed to be a 12-week program. And now if we get this money, and we will get this money, we are going to turn this into a permanent year-round grocery store. It could be open on the weekends. It could be open in the winter. More kids can be employed.
Yeah.
And it will make a difference because it already had made a difference when it was open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. as a pop-up mart under some tents. So imagine what it can do when there's actually a grocery store there. And you're going to meet these kids through the radiothon, and it's going to be an absolutely great cause.
Is there a separate radiothon to raise money to help you hate me more personally? Because
what about Chicago?
Yeah.
Radiothon. Because personally, I hate Matt Spiegel.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
And if someone said, hey,
doing a whole radiothon to support your personal hatred of me is a bold choice.
Well, 24 hours. Yeah, it's probably enough. 24 would probably be enough.
That's the 24th. We're doing that. So 24 hours.
You're just trying to raise money and trying to ruin your life any possible way.
It's a secondary ancillary cause of the radiothon is to raise awareness for how much I hate Matt Spiegel.
Giving money to opposing lawyers in a custody battle. Just like whatever he can do, you know?
Get baseball shut down.
That's right.
Thinking of other things to hurt Matt Spiegel.
To support Mike Esposito for pre and post foundation, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever you can do.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be great. We will get back to sports for today, but on June 23rd, for 24 hours until 9 a.m. on the 23rd to 9 a.m. on the 24th, score is going to sound a little different. Everyone's going to be involved. Everyone will be Mully and Haw in the morning, then Dan and Layla, then Lawrence, then us, and then, by the way, 6 to midnight.
Yeah.
Me and Mark Grody, midnight to 5 a.m., me and the Grobber.
Oh, man.
If you ever wanted to know what it sounds like for Les Grobstein to host a radiothon to address food deserts on the west side of Chicago,
I've been wondering what that would sound like.
Yeah. Tune in. It's going to be
Danny Parkus joining us now all the way up until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
How did I miss that one? Danny Parkus. And the last N, you take off. That S is for savings.
Yeah, that one got buried a little bit because that was the same broadcast as the Mike Chen thing that happened.
Understandable. It's understandable why that would play second fiddle to Mike Chen being as American as you or I. If you want to get involved, please slide into my DMs. Hit me up. Call us. Text us. We will get back to you. We want you to be involved as a sponsor, as a participant, as a donator. It is the What About Chicago Radio 670score.com/give.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That day you'll be able to call, text, donate online. You can donate online or text right now. The phone lines will be open, obviously, the day of the actual radiothon. But get your businesses involved now for that day. It's going to be very, very special. You want to talk some sports?
Can we talk a little baseball? Let's talk a little White Sox. There was something. It's not a major bone to pick in June with Tony La Russa, but it's a philosophical thing I want to talk with you about.
Okay. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
Oh, Lance Lynn is amped. He said, let's go. Oh, and a couple of other things, too.
Lance Lynn is fun, and I hope the White Sox re-sign him because I enjoy watching that dude pitch.
And he's really good, and he's really durable, and he loves pitching here. He was saying last night after the game, Danny, that something about the South Side fits him. And
I get it.
And don't you get it? You can see it. You can feel it. And just that dude, sometimes you get a chance to watch a guy who you've seen from afar and you get to see every one of his starts and you're like, holy hell, man, I get it. He is strong. He's an absolute horse in the pitching sense. He does not have four legs and, you know, whinny and a long nose.
No, he's not an actual horse.
Yes.
A horse in a baseball sense.
Yes.
I'm following.
Excellent. Wanted to make that clear. He is a guy who was great last night and can pitch a lot and should have pitched more last night, in my opinion. Said so at the time. And Aaron Bummer struggled, but it was a lot of bad luck. And that's not even necessarily the point. But sometimes I'm always in favor of minimizing the number of people you ask to be great in a game from a pitching perspective, if you can. Why have three when you could have two? I think they could have ended up going just from Lynn to Hendricks and just skip the need for anybody else. And I just want to give you some specifics on that real quick.
Okay.
95 pitches for Lance Lynn last night. In the seventh inning, he battled with Randall Grichuk, who he had previously given up a home run to. But then he had three pitches to get Joe Panik and Gurriel. Nine pitches overall in the seventh inning, throwing 95 miles an hour. He looked very, very strong and very solid. Throws 95 pitches. That's what he's thrown on the course of the year, 95.5 pitches. He ranks 12th in MLB. Giolito ranks 9th, by the way. Dylan Cease, 21st. So it's not like this is some overall staff issue.
Okay.
But Lance Lynn last year, number one in pitches per game with 108. Lance Lynn 2 years ago, number two in pitches per game with 107. This is a guy who notoriously can throw a lot, thrives when he throws a lot, knows his body, is super strong. If there's anybody you're going to ask to go out there and start an inning after 95 pitches and give him a chance to throw 10, 13 more, 15 more, and get out of it, that's the dude. And he was at full strength. So these guys are so much more rare in MLB than they used to be. You've got one. Hendricks is actually the same as a closer. We've talked about that. So
yeah.
So it's get the most out of your investment and really use these guys.
I think that makes all the sense in the world. I know that that was a big conversation during the game last night. And I know you're not saying that that's why they lost the game. Defense, why they lost the game. I mean, defense just...
Grandal turning a strikeout into a base runner. Tim Anderson throwing away a double play ball, potentially.
And then it just completely got out. I mean, four errors is ridiculous. I know they're not the best defensive team in the world, and they've had some boneheaded, mindless plays before. But that was a game where the defense completely undermined any chance of you to win that game.
Yeah, and this is one of those things where... Want to talk about a baseball issue that is not, I'm not saying that's the specific reason they lost the game because Bummer elicited bad contact.
Overall philosophy, right, of knowing your personnel, and that's a guy who could have done more than was asked to do last night.
Yeah, and you know, you don't just have to go to somebody because it's their job. You know what I mean? Like, oh, to eighth inning, time for X or Y. No, certain guys can be pushed, and Lance Lynn is one of those guys.
Tough injury news for a high-profile Chicago athlete, but don't worry, White Sox fans, it's not Nick Madrigal. It's next on The Score.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.